So, talking World Cup and national pride and how these games mean everything to these players and fans, and you see tears of joy and tears of sadness when they're knocked out. Saroy did have a really good idea and asked Mike, all right, what moves the needle for Mike Reiner? Because I don't want to say you're going to mock people who are crying because their country loses in the World Cup, but I don't know if you really get it.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it because I'm not wired that way.
At all, and you've never been wired that way.
No, not really.
Do you think, and we were discussing this, and we have in the past, that you, working in this industry, in this business, have become numb to the perceived magic of sports?
To a certain extent, yeah. I think I have. But not totally. Not totally. I still appreciate the great game, or the great play, or the great at bat, or a great pass, a great catch, a great defensive play. You know, a great three-point shot, a great shooter, a great playmaker, as much as anybody. But I don't really get caught up in the winning and losing. I guess I've become a little bit more about the process. There's a winner, there's a loser. Why did whoever won win? Why did whoever lost lose? That's what I'm into.
So it led to our ultimate question of what emotionally moves the needle for you in the sports realm. So we would like you to list.
Have you guys noticed this about me that I don't get?
No,
you know?
Not you particularly. Although, again, as you said, if the U.S. was in the World Cup, you'd be a whole lot more interested.
I
know
would.
That. But you have to have some level of cynicism in this business, I think, because you're going to see a lot of stuff in every different direction. And ride the roller coaster is a hard thing, and to be level-headed is certainly a better approach for the day-to-day.
Yeah, it's made me jaded for sure. There's no doubt about that. It has.
Okay, but that said,
but you do love sports.
Yes.
And you love sports a long
yes,
time.
Yes, I do. I still do.
It's just, I think when you love...
I bet Norm would tell you the same thing.
You can get emotionally invested in what's happening if you love a team, a certain team, or a certain sport, and you're checking everything out. Like, I thought, and I'm going to put words in your mouth, I thought when the Rangers made it to the World Series the first time, that would probably make you boohoo like a baby because you love baseball and you love the Rangers. And to finally see them climb that mountain to get to the promised land, you probably thought in your head at particular times, you thought that would never, ever happen in your lifetime.
Sure I did.
But now it finally happened.
Yeah.
And they struck out A-Rod, and bam, they make it to the World Series.
That is the greatest night, the greatest moment of my sports life.
Do you remember where you were?
Yeah.
Where?
Sure. I was at the Rockin' Rodeo in Denton.
I was right
there
beside
him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Standing?
Oh, yeah. Because when the strikeout happened, he put both hands in the air, and everybody went to, like, rubbing his head and, you know.
Hell yeah.
Everybody was standing around me. Everybody knew that was big for me.
And once you get off that emotional, oh, my gosh, it just happened, and you get time to sit back and quiet and reflect, and that's when I think maybe you start getting a little bit emotional about the situation. Maybe not moved to tears because, you know.
You're
the old gray wolf.
I just felt really happy about it. I just felt really, really good and really happy, and like I'd seen something that I've wanted to see for a long, long time and never thought I would.
But all right. Not a thought of a tear welling up in your eye at all.
I don't cry, Donovan.
About anything.
About anything. I'm really not wired that way.
Okay.
You watch Old Yeller?
No, I've never seen Old Yeller.
Okay, we need to have you watch Old Yeller. I'm serious because I want to.
Okay, all right. Well,
we can break you. That beautiful little doggy can break you, Mike.
I guarantee you it won't.
So you haven't cried at a movie ever?
No.
Never.
No, never.
Not even Deep Throat?
He wasn't the one crying.
That baby made him. That's probably one of his top three. Once he saw what she can do. He saw what that mouth can do. He's like, okay. Oh, my gosh.
The cry at that came later.
And that was a cry of help from somebody else.
I was administering.
Oh, God. No. All right. So I've always wondered this, Mike, and I want your answer. Whether it be a top three, a top five, as many as you can possibly list. I'll be honest. I do expect a Ranger World Series to be your number one answer. But I would like to know what team, national, individual, trophy, championship would make you not cry, but emotional, make you happiest.
The Ranger World Series.
Okay. That's one.
That's
top of the list.
That is the one and only thing. The rest of it I've already experienced. I've experienced a Mavericks NBA Finals win.
Well, and, up close, too.
Yeah, and I love that. As one who has followed the Mavericks and been very, you know, somewhat close to the organization from day one, that was really, really neat to see them finally pull that off, and especially in that way that they did and where they did it and against the team they did it against.
Right.
And just everything else that went with it. That was really, really neat to see. It was neat to see the Stars win the Stanley Cup, although I had, you know, very little emotional attachment to that. It's been neat to see the Cowboys win the Super Bowl every time they had. Now, the first time was the best there for sure because they had come so close so many other times and it had always eluded them. But finally, that year that they won it, I had a really good feeling from the start of the season on that that was going to be their year, and it was.
Would you rather the Cowboys win a Super Bowl or the U.S. team win the World Cup?
No, the Cowboys win a Super Bowl, no doubt.
Does that apply to all three of the local sports teams?
Yes, it does.
Ahead of the U.S. national team?
Yes, it does.
No national pride, see?
No.
We got
no
our
national
answer.
Pride.
We finally got
no
our
No national
answer.
Pride, but a lot of civic pride.
There you go.
I want to go back to the movie and the crying thing. So not once, huh? At a movie that you've shed a tear.
Not that I can think of.
I don't do it often, but I do have a list of a few that have made me tear up. Like, not, like I've been to the movies with Twig where she's had uncontrollable crying, and there's not a movie out there that could make me do that, I don't think. I haven't seen that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I cried weird points of movies at weird times. Like Castaway.
Oh, yeah?
When he lost Wilson. That hurt. That hurt deep. And that was one where I had to, I think, I would not let the tear get all the way down. So I just kind of had to move that sucker out the way and get it. And then that was it.
Now, if Cash ever lost Wilson, that would hurt.
Oh, well, we would all cry.
Yeah.
If we lost our Wilson. That'll happen.
Or Rutherford.
Rutherford the Brave.
Ah, boy.
I cry in a ton
that's
of...
That's two presidential names there.
I know. I cry in a lot of movies.
You do?
Yeah, I'm pretty easy.
Pretty soft, huh?
What's the last one?
I don't know. I don't know. I've said this before. Like, I cry... I went and watched the damn, like, Dallas Marathon, and I was getting teary-eyed because I was watching people accomplish something that I knew meant the world to them, and in some cases, this is, like, the culmination of years of work. So I always bring sunglasses because I know I'm going to get teary-eyed when I watch people like at their proudest moment.
Yeah, well, I'm happy for those people, but
it
doesn't manifest itself that way with me.
No, I totally understand that.
Am I weird here?
No, you're not. I think I do wonder as far as the majority of where they fall, because I think you have one extreme and another. I do think you're pretty emotional, Mike. I'm not saying you're a crybaby or anything, but when you get that feeling of happiness and kind of gushiness,
yeah,
you'll start, you know, tearing
up
a little bit.
I'm probably a 7.5, 8 on the scale of 10. If Mike is truly at a 0, which
right.
is never cry.
Well, no, this is not to say that I'm not emotional about stuff.
You just don't express it with tears.
Yeah, I just don't express it in that particular way. But, I mean, stuff impacts me as much as it does anybody else.
You're just a crybaby.
I guess.
Like on Kennedy Day.
Okay.
There were a lot of kids in school crying that day.
Sure.
A lot of them. But not me.
Boy.
And I was in the room where Alan Tippett was supposed to be when the word came down that the Dallas police officer that Lee Harvey Oswald shot was.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Alan Tippett well enough to know that his dad was a cop And it hadn't occurred to me until then that he was not there that day. And I kind of looked real slowly over to where he sat and saw that he was not there. And I thought, oh, man, I'll bet the worst has happened here.
Right.
And I felt really, really bad for him. I felt bad for everybody sure. that day, but I didn't cry.
I think I asked my mom about MLK and where she was when she heard the news and if she cried when that happened. Because when you see a lot of movies about that time, and if they're black movies and they're talking about MLK, it seems like everyone around, whether they personally knew him or not, just started crying because MLK was assassinated. I thought I remember her saying that she doesn't remember crying about it, but of course when the news hit her, she was like pretty bummed out,
mm-hmm.
but didn't shed a tear. I was sitting back thinking what, like, national figure, I don't know that could something bad happen to him that would make me cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who that is. Like Michael yeah. Jackson passed away unexpectedly. I was like, oh, dang. Wow.
Prince?
That one was, well, I don't say it was close. Like I was hurt because I remember it happened toward the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, you're just trying to read up and you may be in shock seeing if that's true or not. But besides family, I don't know if there's a person out there that a family of friends that will pass away that will hit you hard enough to maybe make you that emotional. I don't even like saying
it out loud, but we talked about what sports figure, if they passed on, you would cry. And we mentioned our local hero, the GOAT.
Yeah, we did.
And I would absolutely bawl.
You do wonder if where it gets to the point of your sports heroes, if they, you know.
And I don't know if that's the only one I can think of that I would immediately like, I would be so sad. We are talking about Dirk.
Yeah, it's because
like
you
to say
have
his
that
name in association with a sentence. That's why.
Yeah,
I thought we were talking about Rugi there.
No? All right.